Opening shots in the U.S.-China trade war.
This is a very bad thing for the world economy.
With Scott Pruitt out, what's next for the EPA?
The successor is likely to be pursuing equally bad policies because policies come from the top.
A diver dies during the Thailand cave rescue.
With heavy rains headed this way, time seems to be running out.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The Trump administration's tariffs on imported Chinese goods have gone into effect. China's retaliation has been swift, matching the Trump tariffs with $34 billion worth on American goods sent there. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the tariffs will wind up hurting the people and companies Mr. Trump said he was trying to help.
The effect of the tariffs will likely hurt many U.S. companies that do business abroad, specifically Boeing, Caterpillar, Deere, Tyson Foods, Hormel Foods, and Pilgrim's Pride. The impact on the world economy is probably small at this point. Both the U.S. and Chinese economies are predominantly domestically focused.
There's been a lot of debate on how this will affect consumers.
While the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said the tariffs would place the cost of China's unfair trade practices squarely on the shoulders of American consumers, manufacturers, farmers, and ranchers, there's also the possibility that if wholesale prices rise, those increases will not be passed on to consumers.
In Hong Kong, Standard Chartered Bank economist Xuan Din says this won't end quickly.
Trade frictions are likely to continue and even escalate before the U.S. midterm election.
Embattled EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is out of a job, but with several ongoing ethics investigations, there's still a lot up in the air. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
By the end, the EPA chief was the subject of more than a dozen investigations for his use of government resources for his own personal gain.
Things the taxpayers are not supposed to be paying for.
Political analyst Larry Sabato points to the $43,000 phone booth Pruitt put in his office, the errands he passed to his security staff, the efforts to have EPA underlings secure his housing, a used mattress, and business opportunities for his wife. Earlier this year, Pruitt told the CBS News radio program The Takeout that security concerns necessitated his first-class travel.
These threats have been unprecedented from the very beginning. And the quantity and type are unprecedented.
In his resignation letter, Pruitt also called the unrelenting attacks on him unprecedented. His successor, Deputy Administrator Andrew Wheeler, is expected to carry out Pruitt's mission of slashing EPA rules, alarming environmentalists. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
As rescue workers try to get 12 boys and their soccer coach out of a flooded cave, a former Thai Navy SEAL has died. CBS's Ben Tracy is in Chiang Rai Province.
Thai authorities say he was on his way back from delivering air tanks to the group when he passed out underwater. He was pulled out unconscious and unable to be revived. Authorities are trying to get the floodwaters to a level where the boys would not have to dive and could swim out with life jackets on and their heads above water.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea, reportedly with a gift for leader Kim Jong-un. It's a musical gift. An Elton John CD with that reference to the nickname President Trump gave Kim when the two weren't on such friendly terms last year. Pompeo hopes they can firm up details about denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, but via Skype. Troy University international relations expert Daniel Pinkston says he's skeptical.
There's no indication whatsoever that they're seeking this kind of cooperative arms control and denuclearization agreement with the U.S. I think it's just absolute fantasy.
Japan has executed seven people convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on Tokyo. Reporter Gavin Blair is there.
The leader of the Aum Shinrikyo cult, Shoko Asahara, has been executed in Japan 23 years after his followers carried out a sarin gas attack on a central Tokyo subway station in 1995 that left 29 dead and hundreds injured.
If that broiled the Northeast and Midwest has moved west to California. CBS's Carter Evans is in Manhattan Beach.
As Southern Californians look for heat relief at the beach or in fountains and splash pads, they're getting ready for what could be a record-shattering weekend.
Find shade, definitely, and then drink as much water as you can. That's the biggest thing.
At least 11 areas in Southern California are expected to have temperatures climb past their own record heat by double digits.
That heat isn't helping firefighters working western wildfires, and there's a new one in Northern California that's jumped Interstate 5 near the Oregon border. It shut down the southbound lanes and forced about 1,000 people to evacuate. Cal Fire's Susie Brady.
Right now it's about 5,000 acres, 0% contained. We do have multiple structures that have been damaged and destroyed.
Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency for the area. British police are desperately looking for the source of a dangerous chemical after two people were left poisoned and critically ill. CBS's Larry Miller.
A heavy concentration of the Novichok nerve agent was found on the couple's hands. This leads authorities to believe they picked up a container, such as a syringe or vial, discarded after the attempted assassination in March of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Alistair Cunningham heads a civic group in Salisbury.
Very worrying that 4 months on, we have seen two more people become seriously ill, and that's a dreadful situation.
Police can't ask the couple where they were contaminated. They remain unconscious. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The Associated Press reports the Army has been discharging immigrant recruits who were promised a path to citizenship through their military service. CBS News military analyst and retired Army Major Mike Lyons says there may be other factors involved.
Anyone that is eliminated prior to going to basic training, there has to be a great reason, such as they fail a background check, they don't have the proper clearance, or they can't get a proper clearance. We don't know enough about them. Could be a physical issue. They fail some kind of physical test.
The government's monthly jobs report is due out in just a little while. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick tells us what to expect.
This report will cap what we know to have been a strong second quarter of the year. Over the past year, we've averaged 197,000 jobs added a month. I think we'll fall short of 200,000.
Louisiana is the first state with an app that shows your legal ID, but not everybody is buying it.
Louisiana residents can now use an app to pull up a legal digital image of their driver's license or state ID.
The good news is we are the first state.
Office of Motor Vehicles Commissioner Karen St. Germain says they're sending word to all police agencies to let them know this is legit.
And inform them that we have this app.
But being so new, many bar owners aren't so sure if they can accept that when someone comes to order a drink.
I would really need to see a traditional ID.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
British newspapers are reporting that South African lions have gotten revenge on three suspected rhino poachers by eating them. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 6th, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.